Question of the day. What is something you've had to do that you were completely unqualified for? Based off of Joe Espada trying to play doctor last night and really throughout his tenure here as Astros manager, last night trying to answer questions about this Jake Meyers injury. Text the show 713-572-4610 and let us know what's something you've had to do that you were completely unqualified for.
Yeah, I got a few here, but let's hear from Joe Espada. And by the way, this in itself is kind of a subtopic because he was asked about imaging versus MRI, et cetera. So he had to play doctor.
No, I know. We didn't think that he needed it. We just did some ultrasound, which it shows how's the muscle and stuff is in there. And, you know, it's just some tightness in there. And, you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
Is that your expert opinion? I feel bad for him. Like they had to ask him about the imaging and why they. And by the way, why would you not do an MRI, especially after the things we've talked about with Kyle Tucker?
Mm-hmm.
And an MRI might have revealed something with Yordan Alvarez and MRI. Maybe they did, and they, like I said, they were just concealing it. But it was silly.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was. I know they have actual professionals and medical people on staff, of course, but it's almost like these TV shows like Scrubs and ER where they hire consultants to make sure it's like really realistic and these actors know what they're talking about as they read the lines. And again, I know the Astros actually have medical people, but it almost feels like they should bring in a consultant for Joe Espada and Dana Brown and be like, okay, here's what you're supposed to say. Here's what this is. Here's how that works.
They need to bring somebody in for Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, right. Because I guess the medical staff's not getting it done. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy, don't bring anyone in from 911 or any of these other ridiculous
bring
shows.
Bring somebody in from the pit.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. And make Espada sound qualified. Yeah. But that brings us to the question of the day. What's something you've had to do that you were completely unqualified for?
So early in my newspaper career, as you guys know, I've been a writer my whole life. I'm a writer. But the guy laying out the sports section at the San Antonio Express News when I was working there was called in sick. So I had to, they asked me if I could, and I was just getting, I was like less than a month in.
Oh boy.
And they said, Can you lay out the front page of sports? Sure.
Oh man.
Absolutely I can. Because I wasn't writing that day. Dude, it looked, the next day, I should have saved it because it would be funny to look at now, but I was humiliated. It looked like a middle schooler laid out the, like there was space between the lettering on the headlines. Like one headline didn't finish like it was supposed to be. You know, you have to, this is kind of behind the curtain here, but you know, you have a certain amount of space they call, you know, that you have to lay out the headline in.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the headline too big, so it didn't finish. It was like, whatever, Figgy Fig is about to, and then nothing.
That's called a tease.
That's right.
And then the lines between, they were all crooked and everything else.
Oh, boy.
And so I never laid out, I never laid out a sports section again after that.
Or did they ask you again?
They never asked again either. Completely unqualified.
Yeah.
Completely unqualified.
That's how you do it, though. That's what I used to do whenever, like, my parents would have me do things. I would, vacuum or something. I wouldn't do a great job, so they'd be like, all right, we're just not going to ask.
No, my problem was I was actually trying.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was just awful at it.
That's the difference.
I was just so bad at it.
Yeah. I would say for me, I mean, there's quite a few things. Working in baseball, you have to wear many hats. So, like, I was the head of graphic design at one point, which I had never done. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll teach myself. And then they're like, hey, we need this done. Can you do it? And I'm like, oh, okay. And I did get pretty good at it just because you have to do it every day, using Photoshop and all that stuff and making all the different printed material. But, yeah, a lot of things in my career. I've been the head of marketing with no prior experience. I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out. But I guess I would say kind of like speaking engagements, almost like what Seth was saying before, where around Houston and such, you know, to this very day, I'll MC events for people, for companies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do speaking engagements. And I'm a sports guy. This is all, I know sports and music and entertainment, but I work for some of these companies that are like important businesses. And
yeah.
I was like, I have no idea what's going on here, what your company does, like what I'm talking about. But I'm going to fake my way through it, and thanks for paying me to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that came to my mind, it actually happened on this station.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at one point, and you remember this, John. It was one point where I think people was getting sick and all that stuff, and the outdoor show was sick. Like, the producer was sick. Captain Mickey was sick. So it was no show. So who did they come for to, hey, do this show? Me.
You did the fishing show.
Yeah, yeah. You remember how it sounded?
Yes, I do.
I actually have it right here. This is how I started off the outdoor show, filling in for Captain Mickey. 4 a.m.
Oh.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
What's going down in H-Town? This is man Figgy Fig. Holding it down on a Thursday. Good morning. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Hope you guys are doing great.
That is
this
awesome.
This morning. And yes, this is not Captain Mickey. Captain Mickey is out today. A little bit under the weather, but you got
so, yeah.
So how
I had to do that. This was Thursday.
How many decades have you been guiding on the Texas Gulf Coast?
Not one. Not one second. Not 1 second. But it's funny because after a while, I was just sitting there like, hey, I haven't been fishing since I was like 3 years old. I have no idea what I'm doing. Anybody want to take me fishing? Hit me up. Yeah. So this is some of the rest of it when I was like going into a break and I was just filibustering a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. It's the best of the outdoor show on Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Saturday. Good morning. I hope you guys are great. Hopefully, I'm getting the weekend started, and I'm still waiting on an invite for somebody to take me fishing. That's the other thing, too, man. I wonder, what do I wear? Do I need to go out and buy a fishing shirt? I probably shouldn't be saying this on a fishing show, but I'm not really a fan of the fishing shirt.
Oh, no.
John Lopez wears a fishing shirt almost every day.
Yes, I'm wearing one now.
I never could get into it, man. I see a lot of younger people rocking them. As
I was just over here like...
Just talking.
Yeah.
You nailed it, though. I thought that was pretty good.
The thing is, I was trying to do what Luke do whenever he got a vacuum and just do a bad job.
Yeah.
Man, I went to their page. They have a Facebook page called the Morning Sickos. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, they probably destroying me right now.
Yeah.
They was just like, I don't know who this is on the air right now, but he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Hire that man.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, my plan has failed.
Hire that man.
I had to do that from Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, dang.
That was tough, man.
I love the energy for 4 a.m. And Kick Rocks on YouTube said, I was actually listening right at 4 a.m. when you were doing that. He said, half asleep, your intro woke me up.
Yeah.
So that was great energy. I think for 4 a.m.
I might have knocked some people in the water off the boat.
4 in the morning. Hey, what's up? It's Figgy.
What's going down here?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sure the old man was like, oh,
what's going
fell
on?
Right in the pond.
The other one I did, I mentioned earlier, I had to deliver it, and I really felt bad after. I muddled through it, and I got it done, but I had to deliver a eulogy for someone that I didn't know. I only knew his name.
Oh, boy.
Because I was at Aggie Muster, which is a traditional thing every April 21st, I believe. You kind of honor all the Aggies that have died that previous year, and somebody says here for them, a relative or a friend or whatever, when their name is called. And one of the guys that was going to be there with me was a general from World War II, and he ended up passing away like 4 days before muster. So they came up to me and said, hey, can you say a few words about General so-and-so? And I was like, sure. And it was the worst eulogy ever.
Oh, man.
Well, General, you know, he was a hero. He did some great things in World War II. And I just pray that none of his actual relatives were there. I'm sure there were some people that knew him. But I just muddled through that thing.
That has to be the worst, like, situation to find yourself in when it comes to public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a scenario I would want to be in less.
Mm-hmm.
Than trying to fake your way through that, of all things. Because, of course, I mean...
It's the guy's life.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a very serious thing.
I mean, it wasn't the funeral, but still.
Yeah, and plus, you don't want to offend anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's brutal. Nowadays, at least, you could try to, like, try to throw it in ChatGPT, hope they give you something.
Right, back... This was 20 years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You just had to fake it off the top of your head. Brutal. What's something you are very unqualified for or have had to do in the past that you were very unqualified for? 713-572-4610. They call it the Peter Principle, where eventually everyone gets elevated to a point that you're not qualified for. So I think we all have a story we can share. We've all done something in the past that you're like, probably shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
979 says, run a construction company.
Well, that would be problematic. Tell me what building. Tell me what building.
Yeah.
And Rob on the YouTube said he was working valet one day, and they came down and asked if he could go bartend. Sure.
Oh, man.
Somebody asked for,
I'll be getting everybody drunk.
Can I have a Manhattan? What's in that exactly?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sure thing. And then I turn around and Google it on my phone. Yeah. How do I make a Manhattan?
How do you make a Manhattan?
Yeah, I could not be a bartender. Mm-hmm. I could not fake my way through that.
One thing I had to do, this was when I was working at a high school, right before I moved here, but I was working at a high school, and they asked me to be a line judge for the volleyball game. Women's volleyball game. I'm like, all right. They paid me like $100. Mm-hmm. So I'm dressed up because I work at a school. Yeah. So I got to wear some, you know, dress pants and a dress shirt. So I'm on the sideline right there just watching the line just to see if a ball hit the line.
Don't screw up.
Yep. And I got to hit like out. I got to hit my arm out if it's out, and then up if it's in, and all this other stuff. Man, I was so nervous. And my wife actually she did it too one time. And she kind of screwed up a little bit because she did something. I think she did out, and then the team started screaming at her, and then she was just like, "Oh, in!"
Man, oh, and then the other team. No.
Then the other team gets all ticked off.
Yeah,
you
man.
You gotta stick to your guns.
I'll never forget those volleyball coaches coming at her like, "Wait, you're about to be out.
You said out."
How did it go for you?
It went good for me. It wasn't a lot of action. It was mm-hmm. a couple points where the ball went out and I had to, you know, but it was cool, but I was nervous as hell, man. I ain't trying to throw nothing off.
Were you on the little step stool?
I was just on the side.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I would not have did that one.
Have you ever had to umpire?
Yes, I did a lot of umpiring.
I've had to step in as an umpire in Little League. This is Little League, but still. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure, man.
It is.
Like
it is.
Calling the balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, strike? I was kind of like,
Naked Gun.
Yeah, Naked Gun. I was like, strike? Yeah.
A buddy of mine had to step in and be a referee for a girls basketball team. I want to say it was like middle school. Mm-hmm. And so he was just letting them play. I'm like, man, that girl just carried. She traveled, doubled, mm-hmm. all this other stuff. And he was just like, yep, just letting them play.
That's funny you say that, because when I umpired, I think I only did it once. Like somebody couldn't do it. So I was like, yeah, whatever. I got the equipment. I was very generous with the strike zone. I wanted them to swing the bats.
Oh, yeah. You got to get in and out.
Get in and out. Swing the bat. It was 5 inches out. Strike.
Yeah, no, these girls was going at it to the point. I'm like, did they used to play like that when I was in middle school? Because I felt like it was a little more organized.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were just, I was just like, travel. She picked the ball up twice. Travel, foul. And they were just letting them play. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I would do the same. That was always my summer jobs or even winter jobs, high school and college. I umpired baseball, refereed basketball in town, and refereed football as well. And yeah, it isn't, obviously, as we all know, some parents are crazy. It can get intense out there.
Basketball I could do, you know, because I've been in basketball, you know, pretty much my whole adult life. I could do that. But that baseball game, I was like, sure, that's right. Sure.
Yeah, that's right. No four pitch walks exist in this game. Right? We're swinging the bat. Get your bat off the shoulder.
Yeah.
Keep sending those in. I'm trying to read some of them now here before we go to break. But keep sending in something you've had to do in life that you were just completely unqualified for. 713.
Captain Figgy.
Captain Figgy.
There was one really good text that I couldn't read on air, but essentially if people said, like, what's the best – I'll clean it up. People ask Figgy, what's the best place to go fishing? And you say, in the water.
But in the water, duh.
Yeah, right. But he had some language in there, too. It was a good text. Keep sending those in. 713-572-4610. What's something you've had to fake your way through that you were unqualified for? When we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. It's In the Loop.